Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome, yes, to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger.
Hi, how are you doing?
It is the 23rd of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Here we go, hot off the press for you, starting today's show is Amazon and its music service. Now, before we go down the same old path, oh yeah, $10 a month, $9.99, da 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 da, you might want to listen to this one. Yes, indeed, Amazon is developing a new music streaming service that will be half the price, you heard me correctly, of the rival offerings, you know, like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. Of course, there is a catch. It's only going to work with the company's internet-connected Echo speaker. Aha! Apparently, the subscription service would cost $4, maybe $5 a month, and we could actually be seeing this thing as soon as next month if Amazon reaches deals with the music labels. And now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, wait a minute, isn't Amazon supposed to have some music service in the works for $10 a month right now? Yeah, that is actually true, but the Echo-specific music service, you shouldn't confuse the two. At least that's what we're hearing in Amazon's department. Guess we're just gonna have to wait and see how much money exchanges hands between Amazon and the music labels. Hopefully we'll know something here in the following weeks. Well, while you were sleeping overnight or hanging out wherever you are in the world right now, some huge celebrity that none of us have ever heard of probably in Taiwan has got his hands on a new iPhone. How the hell did that happen? The lucky guy is named Jimmy Lin, not to be confused with Jeremy Lin, the NBA player. Apparently he's some high-profile actor in Taiwan, whatever. Anyways, I guess he's also known as a very hardcore Apple fan. And funny enough, this isn't the first time this has happened to old Jimmy. There's been previous years where he's pulled off a similar feat, having an iPhone way before it even came out. Images all over social media began popping up with Jimmy in what he appeared to be holding an iPhone 7 Plus. How do we know it's an iPhone 7 Plus? Well, we don't really, but it does seem like an Apple Plus phone at least, and it does have dual camera lenses on the back. And we are seeing what appears to be an Apple logo, although half of Jimmy's fingers kind of covering it up. The bigger question is the thing actually working? Because we can't really see the display. Maybe Jimmy's pulling a fast one on us. What do you think? In any case, we'll all feel like Jimmy here in a few weeks when Apple unveils its phone finally to the rest of the world, who apparently are less important than Jimmy. Speaking of leaks on the interwebs, yes, indeed, that slim PS4, it is the real thing. Eurogamer apparently has visited the person who bought that unreleased console. Remember that was going around from a gum tree? Yeah, well, they went over to his house and said, hey, what do you know? It's the real deal. Now, at first, Eurogamer actually had a video up saying, hey, check it out. And then they decided, upon taking a legal advice, we're going to take that video down. Oops. Giving more credibility to this thing's probably real. There is, however, though, on YouTube right now, if you hop on there and search for a user called ZRZ, yeah, he's pretty much got everything laid out with the new console. Again, just with like the leaked iPhone, this leaked PS4 console, we'll find out all the details and how much it's going to cost come September 7th. Apparently, that's the day that Sony will unveil the thing. And finally, who doesn't love Kentucky Fried Chicken? Yeah, KFC. Finger-licking good, baby. Come on, let's face it. Most of us, yeah, the chicken part's okay. We just want the skin, don't we? Oh, the skin tastes so good. That flavor, that smell. Wouldn't you want to smell that way? Me neither. But apparently the folks over at KFC thinks we want to smell like that. They have introduced, I kid you not, the extra crispy sunscreen. Yes, apparently in some lame promotion, KFC is giving away tubes of sunscreen that will make you smell like you've lathered yourself in Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, don't get me wrong. In one way, it's like, oh, yeah, I love that smell. And another way, I don't want to smell that way. In fact, it's kind of disgusting to even think about it. Now, if you want a little technical details about the sunscreen, first off, it has SPF 30. So, yeah, it's going to protect you from the sun. And also, yes, it's waterproof, so you don't have to worry about washing off. You can smell like chicken all day long. Be forewarned, however, though, when you're at the beach, people might start following you and try to have a lick for themselves. Nom, 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 nom. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the place, as you already know, for all the great BTN shows. Get on over there, get subscribed, or subscribe over at iTunes as well. Follow the British Tech Network on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out our BTN community of these fine, lovely, beautiful people. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Hump Day edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I can't help it. I'm in the mood for KFC chicken right now. I'll see you guys later. Thank you very much for listening.